Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. US President Joe Biden has opened the NATO summit with a closely watched speech. He praised the bloc's achievements, reflecting on its 75 years of history, and announced a historic donation of air defence equipment for Ukraine. Biden has faced pressure to drop out of the presidential race over concerns about his age and mental fitness. The 81-year-old has sought to project strength and unity at the NATO event, where dozens of world leaders are in attendance.
The fact that NATO remains the bulwark of global security did not happen by accident. It wasn't inevitable. Again and again at critical moments, we chose unity over disunion, progress over retreat, freedom over tyranny, hope over fear. Again and again, we stood behind our shared vision of a peaceful and prosperous transatlantic community. Here at this summit, we gather to proclaim NATO is ready and able to secure that vision today and well into the future.
A new study shows more than one in five Australians has admitted perpetrating some form of sexual violence as an adult. The Australian Institute of Criminology study is based on self-reported data from 5,000 people aged between 18 and 45. It has found that the most common forms of sexual violence included pressuring someone to go out on a date, manipulating someone into having sex, and non-consensual kissing and touching. Around 2.7% of people admitted to perpetrating sexual intercourse without consent. The study found that sexual violence was committed overwhelmingly by men against women. The findings come as the number of sexual assault cases reported to police surged 11% in June. Palestinian medical officials say 29 people have been killed by an Israeli airstrike in southern Gaza. They claim mainly women and children were killed in the attack in Abasan, east of Gaza's second-largest city, Khan Yunus. Mohammed Al-Asali was an eyewitness to the attack. He says the victims were unarmed and seeking internet access.
Suddenly, without prior warning, rockets were fired towards a number of people who were connecting to the internet in an area with good signal. They are not fighters, they did not have weapons, or they were not involved in any resistance operations. They were civilians and mostly children. I was there at the site, and most of the people were killed or critically wounded. None of us had any weapons or anything related to the resistance. It was in Khan Yunis, in Abasan, at the gates of a school used as a shelter.
Meanwhile, in Gaza City, advancing tanks have forced residents to flee. No shops will open on Anzac Day in New South Wales, with the government extending the retail trading ban to encourage more people to commemorate veterans. Previously, supermarkets and other retailers could open from 1pm onward on April 25th, but now restrictions will extend until midnight. The New South Wales RSL and Retail Union supports the change, which won't apply to clubs, pubs, hotels, cafes, restaurants and chemists who will still be able to trade all day. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns understands it may cause inconvenience.
I know that there'll be some disruption and a bit of inconvenience for some members of the community, but frankly it's a small price to pay for ensuring that we place Anzac Day where it should be, as an important commemorative day on the nation's calendar where we remember those that gave their life for the service in the service of this country.
And in football, Spain is the first team into the final of Euro 2024 after beating France 2-1 in their semi-final in Munich. 16-year-old Lamine Yamal starred, becoming the youngest player to score at a major tournament. His goal in the 21st minute levelled the game after Randall Colomwani had put France in front very early in proceedings. Dani Olmo put Spain in front with a goal in the 25th minute, and there they stayed. Spain will play either England or the Netherlands in the final. And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.